here with the LA Times, Sam Farmer, at the annual league meetings wrapping up here today. Wondering, from a national perspective, what are the thoughts on the Broncos so far this offseason?
Well, really interesting that they would sign Case Keenum. Case, who I covered in LA, obviously is an overachiever, exciting player, very smart player, and a winner. And so, you know, I think the Broncos are, especially with that pick where they are at number five, they could be relevant again very, very soon.
What are your thoughts on just the AFC West overall? It seems like there's been a lot of moving pieces.
There have been in some places. You know, I look at the Chargers, and the Chargers, it's pretty much status quo. I mean, the Broncos have obviously made some moves. The Chiefs, I mean, have completely overhauled their team, and so that'll be very interesting to see. And the Raiders are always sort of a wild card to see what they're going to do. But I think the Chargers are standing pat. Obviously, they've got Phillip Rivers in the fourth quarter of his career, and they feel confident in that, and they've got a pass rush. So it'll be very interesting to see if the Chargers take a step forward, but it's always a competitive division.
They could be the favorites right now, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody really wants to be a favorite right now. In fact, I find at these meetings, everybody says, well, hey, talk a lot about the Rams. You know, San Francisco is telling me to talk a lot about the Rams. If you look at it and you look at the veteran quarterback who's gotten it done, you know, with young quarterbacks in Kansas City, essentially in Oakland, because it's, you know, Derek Carr has sort of been three steps forward, one step back. And not necessarily a young quarterback in Denver, but certainly untested over a long stretch. It'll be really interesting to see how this division shakes out.
We've been asking a lot of the national media just about the Broncos owner, Pat Bowlen. Can you just speak to his impact on not just the Broncos, but the league overall?
Well, just a tremendous impact. He's so, so respected, Pat Bowlen is, and what he built in Denver. And certainly there's a lot of love for Pat Bowlen, and everybody's been praying for him for quite some time. So, you know, what he established in Denver, which has really become a crown jewel franchise, is pretty remarkable. So
we hope that this is the year. Sam, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much.